Well, hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy a rare summer break for a couple of days with lower humidity. Today, sunshine. You'll feel the difference with a high temperature up to about 91. Tonight, comfortably cool for an August night. We were in the 60s last night. We'll do it again tonight with a low of 66. Tomorrow, more sun, still dry, tolerable humidity, high around 94. Low tomorrow night, 69. Then over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Labor Day, Monday, the humidity is back, and so are those random hit or miss storms. Plus, we'll be keeping a close eye on the future path of Dorian, the storm that'll be heading towards Florida. Where does it go after that? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A man is in the hospital after his car was hit by a train in Coosada. Police say this happened around 7:30 last night at the intersection of Coosada Parkway and Pecan Grove Road. When authorities got to the scene, they found an elderly man lying unconscious in the road. No word on his condition today. No arrests after a shooting in Montgomery last night. Police say this happened near Happiness Avenue just before 7 o'clock. The victim was taken to Baptist South Hospital with serious injuries. And a $20 million renovation plan is in the works for Garrett Coliseum. Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says the city and county are working to take the Coliseum over from the state. Some of the upgrades would include adding AC to the arena and upgrades to seating and technology. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Labor Day Savings at the Home Depot. Get the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallon buckets of paints and stains. Like Behr Premium Plus Interior, rated number one in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power. Now starting at $14.98 after rebate for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through September 8th via online or mail-in rebate. Limit 25 gallons per household. U.S. only. See store for details.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Florida is being warned. The latest prediction, Dorian could be a powerful hurricane by the time it nears Florida's east coast this holiday weekend.
Prosecutors say High Point University student Paul Stieber wanted to carry out America's next mass shooting, but that campus security guards foiled the alleged plot.
The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs now investigating 11 suspicious deaths at a medical center in West Virginia. At least one death has now been ruled a homicide.
Some mosquitoes from the Midwest to the east coast are carrying a virus that can kill people in days.
A top Lowe's executive is apologizing after saying a power drill was perfect for, quote, Hispanic pros with smaller hands.
Climate activist Greta Thunberg is back on dry land after 15 days at sea.
All of this is very overwhelming.
The 16-year-old Swedish student set sail from England August 14th, taking a boat, she said, because flying is terrible for the planet.
Me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity, allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect. Because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. united. That means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. one nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others, for all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. This is on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show, on a Thursday, TGIF Eve. Also, thumbs up Thursday. See, law enforcement officer, give him a big thumbs up. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Joey-san, I am fired up about this weekend.
Oh, me too.
Summerlin is up 349 points. It was gorgeous this morning. Coffee out on the deck, TV, got the news was breaking, birds were singing, squirrels were playing, and Danny Boy had his coffee out there. It was great. And let's see what the temperature is now. It started out, it was like 67 this morning early. Then jumped up to 82 by 9:30. I was going like, what?
Doesn't feel too bad out
no,
there.
No, it's
today,
the humidity's low.
Yeah.
87 degrees outside. Okay, a couple of things. Let me get some housekeeping issues out of the way. Number one is for Sweet Creek Farm Market, today is your last day to order your Boston Buck, $25 instead of $35, but you have to mention that you're a Dan Morris Show listener. And so, take advantage of that. I want to tell you something. That is the best price I've ever seen is Sweet Creek Farm Market Boston Bus at $25 versus $35. But you have to call in the order, 280-FARM, 280-FARM. And it's a great, let me tell you something. Reed does a fabulous job on those Boston Butts. They are absolutely spectacular. He's got a lot of other good things going on this weekend. I want to see if he can call in and tell us about those. And I know he's got music down there, all sorts of activities. I'll be there Saturday and to pick up my stuff for my grilling out. I may actually go down early. I may go down Friday to try to beat the crowd, beat the maddening crowd out there. 272-9228. Also, Fresh Market is doing ribs on Saturday game day at beginning at 10 o'clock, ending at 2 o'clock, $14.99. And then on Monday, Labor Day, they're cooking ribs out on the grill. So take advantage of that at Fresh Market. Cecil, my man, will be at the grill, and you'll love him. Tell me you're a demo show listener. He will really appreciate that.
There's so much going on. College football begins this weekend. Really begins. But then also, if you're a wrestling fan, AEW All Elite Wrestling's big pay-per-view event called All Out at the Sears Center in Chicago. It's going to be awesome.
Okay, so Vintage Year Friday night. Then on Saturday, get up, check out the news, check out Game Day.
Game Day, yes.
Go to the gym. Then got some errands to run. Got to go pick up my steaks and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Pick up the ribs. Mm. Bring them back to the house. TV out on the deck because it's going to be really, really nice. So we have Corona, salsa, queso, and ribs for the early game.
Right.
Late game, get steak, wine with peppers and mushrooms and the Colossus shrimp.
Ooh.
I know, baby.
And it's other people are out there with Rotel and Velveeta. I mean, you're right.
We're stepping up the game for this one, big guy.
And by other people, I mean me.
Yeah, the Braves won last night. They started out the game at hitting 5-0, and then they had then Toronto came back 5-4, a little scared, and then they scored one, tied it up, and then the Braves pulled out ahead with four more hits. But they Braves played a really good game. I mean, I'm loving sports and everything, the feel of everything. Everybody's happy. I think it's going to be an early winter. I think it's going to get cool early, so I'm fired up about that. Reed Ingram. Let's go to Reed Ingram and hear what's going on at Squeak Creek Farm Market. Reed, welcome aboard the Dan Marsh Show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, I was telling people today is the last day. I've never seen you do a Boston Bud at $25. The lowest I've ever seen is $28.
Well, these are very large. Of course, pork is up a little bit from what it was last year, but we're just celebrating. We won first place again on our barbecue 3 years in a row.
Wow.
3 years in a row, we won first place. So these are very large butts. We smoke them for about 20 hours, and they're quite tasty and moist.
And what you have to folks, is you have to call that in and tell me you're a Dan Marsh Show listener at 280-FARM, 280-FARM. Tell me what else you've got going on there this weekend.
All right, we've got all weekend we have music. We're going to have live entertainment Saturday and Sunday, and then Monday. And then Monday we've got family fun. We've got games for the kids, inflatables. We've got an amazing band, B.B. King. I mean, they play out at B.B. King. They're Slim and the Saints. They're really good blues, and it's going to be an amazing day. We're going to have the tomato toss. We're going to have all kinds of good fun games for the family. We're going to have grab and go barbecue. Come out and get you a barbecue plate for $8. Get cake.
Grab and go barbecue is on Monday?
It is.
And that's $8?
$8.
That is a deal.
Ham stew, coleslaw, bread, and our homemade pound cake, lemon pound cake.
Now, are you going to do it again where you can pull up and they can buy it right there and put it in the car?
Drive in the back road, follow signs, and they can pull right up next to the Pepsi wagon and get as many barbecue plates as they want. They can pay for them there and drive right on out, or they can stay and hang out at the pavilion or in the market cafe, hang out with us and spend the day with us. They can eat it there, whatever they want to do. And then we also have butts available and ribs available and half chickens available.
Well, I want to tell you something. Your ribs are spectacular. Somebody called in. They had never had the ribs before, but somebody they were with had the ribs. Picked up the rib, and it fell off the bone, they said.
We smoked those for about 9 hours. It's a really good piece of meat. It comes from a good farm, and it's a St. Louis-style rib, and it's amazing. It's got a lot of meat, not a lot of fat. And we put it in apple cider vinegar and cook it in that. It's really good.
Ooh, sounds great. It's and also your music is really good. We had one of your performers call here. She was a first-time caller, and she has a bluegrass band down you've hired her before, but the quality of music is really good. And what I love is people are walking around out the front area. They're singing with the band, buying stuff, just having a great time.
And all this is free, Dan. Everything, the only thing they have to pay for is what they eat. The entertainment's free. The games are free. We're just giving back to the community. We just want people to come out and fellowship with us, hang out with us, and it's a good family fun. No alcohol. It's a good family day.
Folks, let me tell you something. If you have not been to Sweet Creek Farm Market, you need to go. It is absolutely wonderful. The food is spectacular. His staff is really, really good. But then you can find some things like, for example, the Sweet Silver King corn is one of my favorites. Your peppers are outstanding. And do you still have peaches?
We do. We've got Chilton County peaches. It's the August prints right now. They're a really sweet variety. They're a little on the small side, but we just went and picked them yesterday. They're amazing. They're really good and sweet. And we're going to be getting to the end of the peaches here in probably 2 or 3 weeks. So if you hadn't bought any to put in the freezer or hadn't bought a basket to put in front of the family to eat for the day, they need to come out and take advantage of it. You get a large basket, a really large basket, for only $16.
You know, I don't know if you heard, but I actually grilled a peach on the grill with my steak, and it was spectacular.
I bet. You can fix a peach anyway. You can't mess it up.
Even me, right?
Good produce. Oh, no. You're a good cook, Dan. You're a good cook. I've heard about your food.
Reed, I really appreciate you calling in. I appreciate your friendship, and I appreciate what you do for the people of Montgomery County in the central Alabama area. Folks, on Saturday, if you're looking for a farm market, you need to go down to Sweet Creek Farm Market and buy your produce there and enjoy the festivities. Call in, get that Boston butt, 280-FARM, normally $35 for $25 for Dan Marsh Show listeners. Reed, thank you so much.
Thank you. And that's a pre-order today. That
got to do it. You got to finish. Yeah, it closes out today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Reed. I'll see you later. I might come down tomorrow. Thanks. Let's go to the phone. Let's get Clint in here before we get out of here. Clint, welcome on board.
Good day, sir. I put my order in on Tuesday for Sweet Creek.
Good.
So I'll be there Saturday around 10:30, get my Boston butt and ribs and baked beans.
Oh, man. You're gonna live it up, aren't you?
I'm not touching the grill that day.
There you go. Let me tell you something. Have you had one of their Boston butts?
No, sir. This would be the first time.
They are really, really good. I got one and split it with somebody and had it for the group of people I had at my house. So I had half of it, and there were six people. I had a ton of food left, a ton.
Yes, sir. I'm buying it for my daughter and her family. I'm only going to take maybe a third of it. They got 4 mouths apiece, huh?
They'll have plenty of food.
Yeah, they'll get the whole butt. I just get a little bit, and I want the ribs. Them ribs are awesome.
Those ribs are good. They're so tender and so juicy, and the taste is so deep.
And it's so deep, and if you don't cut it, if you pull on the bone just comes right out.
It really does.
It really does. And well, I ain't going to grill no more peaches on the grill because the last time I did, I didn't get one peach.
So your friends got them all?
Yeah, they had them all.
You got to be careful.
That's what you do it for. You know, you do it for friends. And
absolutely.
Let them eat. Well, hey, on another note, it appears to me Montgomery has a situation for the mayor race.
What Barron was talking about?
Yes, sir.
Well, I put in a call to the Secretary of State. I have not heard back from him yet. I'm going to call him after the show to see what he thinks. I had gotten word, and then there was a report that talked about the fact that they need to investigate. They're going to do a little, you know, investigation here. But what Barron was talking about, under and over vote, that is pretty serious.
Yes, sir. And I hope you guys in Montgomery get this straightened out. It's not good. It don't look good for the city. It really don't.
Well, it doesn't, and this is, you know, Reed is in charge of the election here in Montgomery County. And so he, for his own sake, needs to get to the bottom of this and figure it out.
Yes, sir. All right, Mr. Morris, thank you for taking my call, sir. Have a great day.
You too, my friend. You too. Ken, hang on for me. Newstone 93.1. Dan Marsh Show, we'll be back right after this.
Radio.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM. The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and we have some exciting news to share from Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Prattville and Montgomery. The 2019 Ram truck was named Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year with the most hauling and towing capability ever. The 2019 Ram truck is the perfect combination of grit and grace. It's loaded with best-in-class features and more space, more storage, and more technology than ever before. And hang on, the good news just keeps coming. The Jeep Wrangler has been named Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the Year. The legendary icon embraces its classic style and blazes its own path to modernization. The all-new 2019 Jeep Wrangler is packed with new features, including updated technology, design, and performance. Come and test drive the 2019 Ram truck, Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, or the 2019 Jeep Wrangler, Motor Trend's SUV of the Year, and experience the Brubaker difference. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing.
It's a better buy at Brubaker.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dano.
How are you?
I'm well. I want to add my, a lot more than 2 cents worth. I want to add my $60 worth to the testimonials for Sweet Creek.
Where did you get it?
Oh, gosh. Well, it came to more than 60 bucks, but I appreciate you and Joey. I really appreciate Joey. I'm telling you, that's the best retainer I have made lately.
Ken, I have to. This is inside stuff. We're outside right now.
Yeah. Okay. As long as you don't hack the rates on me anymore, Joey. But yeah, naturally, it came to a bit more than what you guys provided for winning the prize last week. But we have had fresh peaches on cereal for 3 mornings in a row now. And they're as good as any peaches we've had the whole summer. Reed knows what he's doing when he buys his vegetables and produce.
Yeah, those peaches are so sweet. I mean, I've loved them. I did the same thing. I actually went and bought a box of Wheaties just so I have peaches on them.
There you go. Well, Dano, it's, 48 hours now until I guess... Which game's first? I think Bama's game and
Alabama's
Atlanta's
is at 2:30, and then Auburn is at 6:30.
I believe so.
Yeah. Right, and they're both on the same network, I think.
CBS.
I think it's ABC, but I wouldn't.
We'll check it out.
ABC.
It is ABC.
Yeah. We got to have something to get our mind off an election, a straightforward municipal election for mayor and, what, maybe three other city council slots that at 8:30, quarter of nine, when we left a little neighborhood business meeting, there were no returns available, and whatever time the advertiser was put to bed, obviously, there were no returns available. Bad performance. So I'd prefer right now to get my mind on the Tide and the Tigers and see how many of your listeners are interested in concentrating on that and your favorite football team, whether it's Troy, ASU, Bama, Auburn, and that Secretary of State or whoever, take a look at this local election I'm talking about and convince all of us that everything was on the up and up, and hopefully, at the very worst, it was carelessness, incompetence, lack of training, something.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Somebody said to me this morning, said, you know, if you want to see how the city will be run, just look at the way the probate office is being run. And I think that's a great slogan.
Yeah, and that, you know, I'm sure there are plenty of voters and plenty of supporters who would say that's not fair. But then I don't know what would be fair other than to take a some impartial authoritative body to take a good look at it and reassure us that, you know, think back, Dan, you've observed in and you've been involved in a lot of elections. This one was a poor performance. Very poor.
Yeah, it really was. It really was. And the, you know, it normally takes them a couple of hours to get things done, but there are only two votes that were on the ballot. And so you had the mayor and you had a city council, if you had a city council race that was being contested in your area. Not all of them were. But for you to run that out and get that out of the machine, that should not, 2 hours should be, you should have everything in within 2 hours.
Sure. Sure.
Well, Ken, I'm really glad that you enjoyed Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Oh, boy, we're still enjoying it. We're taking half the dessert to our friend's house where we're invited for dinner. We're providing that. So you, Joey, and Reed are responsible.
There you go. Well, I know Joey appreciates the donation to his charity.
I'm happy you're happy.
There you go. Thanks again, guys.
Thanks, Ken. Let me go to a break. Sam, coming back to you right after this.
News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Six till nine and afternoons three till six. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Bond Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg or each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about eight different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
This is Zach with Tri-County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Hurricane Dorian's on track to get stronger and hit Florida's East Coast as a major Category 4 storm, possibly making landfall early Labor Day. Governor Ron DeSantis says,
the message, I think, right now is that all Floridians really need to monitor Hurricane Dorian and make the necessary preparations.
He says the storm could affect every part of the state. Former FBI Director James Comey is found to have violated Justice Department policy in a report from DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz.
The report found Comey kept memos in a personal safe at his home and then handed one off to a friend who then leaked it to the New York Times. Comey also gave copies of some of the memos to personal attorneys, which Horowitz says violates FBI policy to notify the agency about such disclosures. While Horowitz determined Comey violated his employment agreement, the DOJ has declined prosecution.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy a rare summer break for a couple of days with lower humidity. Today, sunshine. You'll feel the difference with a high temperature up to about 91. Tonight, comfortably cool for an August night. We were in the 60s last night. We'll do it again tonight with a low of 66. Tomorrow, more sun, still dry, tolerable humidity, high around 94. Low tomorrow night, 69. Then over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Labor Day, Monday, the humidity is back, and so are those random hit or miss storms. Plus, we'll be keeping a close eye on the future path of Dorian, the storm that'll be heading towards Florida. Where does it go after that? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Just got a sweet gift from Helen from my office. Thank you, Helen. You're wonderful. 272-9228. That's where we are on a Thursday.
Don't let me hear you say life's taking you nowhere.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Thursday.
Dan, always a pleasure.
A pleasure, my friend.
Yes, sir. I just want to tell you that while you were talking with Reed, I was placing my order. I called Sweet Creek.
Excellent.
And I got my, that's right. I got my butt coming. And I like how they, one of the options, they asked me, do I want it hot or cold? Well, you know, I've been invited to a pool party to go watch some games and, yeah, I want that. I'm going to take it over there hot, and it'll be ready to go.
There you go. Let me tell you something. They wrap it up in aluminum foil, and if you have a cooler to put it in, it will stay warm.
Yeah, and like I said, and You know, it'd just be rude to show up empty-handed.
There you go.
Something like that, all you know, everybody can just have a big chunk. You know, you're not supposed to get in the pool after you eat heavy. I'm gonna break all that up. But
well, you will really enjoy it, Sam.
Yeah, but I have no doubt about that. My only other 2 cents was that about this comedy of errors. I love that line. It you know, that people just need to get over this election. It was a comedy of errors. And the things that went wrong, you know, and a few years from now when the city's bankrupt or there's people riding in the streets, well, it was a comedy of errors. It's a great throwaway line. Oh, Lord. That's all I got, man.
Well, Sam, I'm really glad that you got your Boston butt. You're going to get your butt down to Sweet Creek Farm Market, and I want you to really enjoy it. And matter of fact, tell me next week how it was.
Absolutely. Oh, could you put me in? Oh, let me just go on. Could you put me in for the Sweet Creek?
You know I will, Sam. Give me your month and day of birth.
3/5.
You got it, my friend. Listen in tomorrow. We'll be doing the drawing.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Talk to you later.
Ta-ta. Okay, there was some, we had the IG report that was released today, so I took it upon myself, and I wouldn't do this just for anybody, I would do it for you, the audience. So, where Catherine Herridge had 3 separate pieces, as they would be doing what they call bounce back, where they'd be interviewing a person, then going to another person, then bouncing back to Catherine Herridge, mm-hmm. I pulled it all together for you so you don't have to suffer through it, so... This is Catherine Herridge at the breaking of the IG report. And let me tell you before we play it, if you are pro-Trump, you see the IG report differently than if you are a hate-Trump person. If you hate Trump, you think this IG report vindicates Comey and all these other people, and it really doesn't. Let's listen in.
Catherine, what do you conclude from it?
Well, just as at the table for folks at home, the Inspector General is the Justice Department's internal watchdog, and it's certainly not every day that the Inspector General is tasked with investigating the actions of a former FBI director who really sets the tone at the top of the Bureau for 35,000 people. And this report is lengthy and it looks at 3 key issues. It looks at the issue of these memos that Comey took to document his conversations with the president, and he testified that he leaked some of those documents in order to kickstart the special counsel investigation. Some of those memos contain classified information, so the question before the Inspector General was whether he had mishandled classified information. That would have been a violation of 18 U.S.C. 793F, and just to show how things come full circle, that was the same statute that he investigated Hillary Clinton over for the mishandling of classified information. The second thing is whether he properly stored these memos. They were FBI government records. He took them outside of the FBI, and he held them at his home, and then he shared them with Columbia professor Daniel Rickman. He was a special government employee, which is a very unusual status for someone. He confirmed to us that it was unpaid, but he was the vehicle, if you will, for the leaking of these memos. And then finally, the thing to look for is whether Director Comey was straightforward with investigators about his actions on the memos. There's something in FBI speak calling lack of candor. That means the individual has spun their explanation and not been straightforward with investigators. And I'm going through the records right now, and already I see a pretty significant headline. You remember Director Comey, if you want to come back to me here 1 second and get off the file video. In this section on page 52, there's a very important headline from the Inspector General. When Director Comey testified, he said he felt these memos were his personal recollections of recorded events. But this is an explanation which does not satisfy the Inspector General. He states, Comey's characterization of the memos as personal records, this is important, finds no support in the law and is wholly incompatible with the plain language of the statutes. So in effect, he found Comey's explanation that he could take these records because they were like a diary or his personal memos or journals. That doesn't wash according to the Inspector General. His language, wholly incompatible with the statutes, and there's no support in the law.
Now, this show has a lot of respect for Catherine Herridge. She has been really good at this. She's been right on target. And she's one of the people I look to on this subject matter for accuracy versus somebody being very spirited about something. Sean Andy has more of a tendency of being spirited versus accurate. Catherine Harris is very accurate. Now, we're going to go through the series because she goes back and forth three times with them. They would, like, go to her, then they'd cut to Andrew McCarthy, then back to her, then they'd go to somebody else. And they're kind of, so I'll pull this together so you can kind of get it in sequence. This is the second part of that same first segment.
It went on after that to very clearly say, by definition, federal records include, quote, all recorded information regardless of form or characteristics made or received by a federal agency. Catherine, while you're digging through that, as we noted, James Comey had already responded on Twitter, quoting a portion of the report. He has just followed up with another tweet. I'll read it out loud. And to all those who have spent 2 years talking about me, quote, going to jail or being a, quote, liar and a leaker, ask yourselves why you still trust people who gave you bad info for so long, including the president. What does that tell you, Catherine, about the way James Comey is taking in this report?
Okay, so Comey's trying to get out in front of the investigation findings, and the reason he has so much insight into the findings is that the inspector general gives the target of these investigations an opportunity to respond once the findings have neared their completion. So Director Comey has a sort of a full aperture, if you will, into the findings of this report, but it doesn't change some of the, if I could say, cold hard facts of the findings here. On page 54, it states, Comey violated Department and FBI policies pertaining to the retention, handling, and dissemination of FBI records and information. That's important because, again, the statute, when it comes to the mishandling of classified information, shows no requirement for intent. And we know from FBI 302s, I have them here. These are FBI interviews with the former director. When they went to his home, he had four memos at his home, but then he told them that two were missing. So losing government records, if they were unclassified or classified, is a violation of the FBI policies, and also, according to this report, his employment agreement, Sandra.
Okay, so there was an important piece of information. So James Comey got a preview of this thing. So he kind of knew what was coming, so that's why he was so quick at responding to this. And you're going to hear Brett Baer kind of saying this is kind of rich of Comey doing this. I think Comey is going to step into the knife because he congratulates the IG for a thorough examination of the facts. He congratulated him. Now, will he congratulate him when he gets down to the FISA warrant? This is strictly on the candid nature and actions of James Comey.
Right.
And when she's going to read another segment of this whole thing, let's listen to part number two.
Catherine Herridge has some new information for us. Let's go back to Washington and Catherine. Catherine?
Well, a few minutes ago, John, we talked about something called lack of candor. Lack of candor in FBI speak is when an individual is questioned, but they're not straightforward, or they spin their answer, or they obscure critical information. And what this report states is that the former director understood the terms of his employment agreement and that he had an obligation to return all of the records once he left his FBI employment, but he failed to reveal to multiple individuals within the FBI, some of whom came to his home, that he had taken the records. And I'm going to read this section here. We found it particularly concerning that Comey did not tell anyone from the FBI that he retained copies of the memos in his personal safe at home, even when his chief of staff, the FBI's associate deputy director, and three SSAs, so these are senior agents, came to Comey's house on May 12th, 2017, to inventory and remove all FBI property. So there are two important points right there. Number one, when he had an opportunity to tell people he had these memos, he had retained them after his employment had ended when he was fired by the president. He didn't volunteer that he had those records to multiple FBI employees. And number two, he kept these records in a personal safe at home. That may seem like a small issue, but if you can come back to me, I can explain why it's a big issue. It's a big issue because some of those memos contained classified information. It was at a low level, but there's a requirement for that material to be secured in what's called a SCIF. This is a special compartmented information facility. It means that it meets the high standard for protecting classified information, and a personal safe in someone's home would not meet that standard. So again, that doesn't properly retain or store classified information, and then he was not forthcoming with multiple FBI agents that he had retained those records.
Okay, this is the big boy scout himself. This is the guy who does everything by the book, and that's not what we do at the FBI.
He's a higher loyalty.
Yeah,
you know
exactly. That's in his book. Mm-hmm. It, but he's mishandling, he's misusing. Even CNN now, just 45 minutes ago, came up with a headline that he mishandled, misused documents, and also inappropriate of the leaking. That was there. Even though it wasn't charged as a crime, it still was not good to do. So let's continue on with Catherine Herridge here, and she's going to be talking about the IG report.
On the breaking news, Catherine Herridge is digging through that nearly 80-page report and has found something new. Catherine?
Okay, so one of the critical issues in the Inspector General's investigation is whether Comey was really within his rights, if you will, to take these memos and disclose them to the New York Times in an effort to kickstart a special counsel investigation. And what it states is that, quote, Comey improperly disclosed FBI documents and information. And this is the first time that we've had a window into what Comey told the Inspector General about his motivation. And it's important to listen to the language, because the finding of the Inspector General against Director Comey in the handling of the Clinton emails is that he took matters into his own hands because he did not trust the Justice Department to do the same thing. And this is exactly the rationale he used to leak the memo to the New York Times. Quote, James Comey said he believed disclosing the president's statement would, quote, change the game by creating extraordinary pressure on the leadership of the Department of Justice, which Comey did not trust, to appoint a special counsel who would preserve any potential tapes of his conversations with the president. It continues, by disclosing the contents of Memo 4 through Rickman, this is the Columbia University professor that Comey gave a special government employee status to the New York Times, Comey made public, sensitive investigative information relating to an ongoing FBI investigation, and that was information he had properly declined to disclose while still FBI director during congressional testimony. So what the Inspector General found here is really twofold. Number one, that he was not within his authority to leak this memo documenting a conversation with the president to the New York Times, and that he took matters into his own hands because he felt he could not trust the Department of Justice. And that's the same theme that played out in the Clinton email investigation. And it was also this Inspector General, Michael E. Horowitz, who faulted Comey for those same actions in the Clinton email case.
Okay, so who's in charge of the Department of Justice at that time? That'd be Jeff Sessions. And then Rosenstein was there. And so he couldn't trust them. And he said he wanted a special prosecutor, a special counsel. That was the purpose of doing this. So then the question is, what was the accuracy of what he said in the memos? Because he was hoping that there was an audio tape, she said that. But there's never has seen any of that. News Show 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are.
I want to break free from your lies. You're so self-satisfied. I don't need you. I've got to break free.
Now let's go to Andy McCarthy talking about the same subject. Now he's on the phone. He had not seen the report at the time. And the first part is not as interesting as the second part. Listen in.
Andy, your first thoughts as we get the word on this Inspector General's report on James Comey.
Well, without having sat down and read the report, I think it's always been problematic that the way he handled these documents of his from the beginning. I mean, what we heard at the very beginning was that he didn't even regard them as government records. He regarded them as his, I think as he put it at the time, recollection recorded or aid memoir. And that was before we really had a big issue about whether it was classified or not. I've always thought the fact that some of it was classified was troubling, but he shouldn't have been handling any of it because it was really government records. I cut him some slack because the FBI director is always on duty. So the fact that at least at some point he had these kinds of sensitive documents outside the possession of a safe government place, I think you have to be reasonable about that. But when you're dealing with classified information, that's a big problem. And it's an even bigger problem because the huge investigation that the headquarters of the FBI took over here, which was so consequential to the way we've lived for the last 3 years, was the Clinton emails investigation, which was precisely about mishandling classified information. So these were the people who had to make the judgment about whether Mrs. Clinton ought to be charged or not, and we're getting a sense of what they themselves thought of their obligation.
So Andy McCarthy kind of, and again, the richness of this, that James Comey, this is the exact same thing that he was investigating Hillary Clinton on, and he seems to have failed this himself. The main piece of this thing, the main takeaway is going to be the fact that he did the memo, he leaked the memo, because he wanted to get a special counsel, and which he ended up getting from Rosenstein. Now, it'll be interesting to see where Rosenstein kind of falls on the trajectory here. Let's continue on with Andy McCarthy here.
Andy, James Comey, at least prior to his firing, always enjoyed a reputation as something of a Boy Scout in the FBI, a guy who was always upholding the law. This report would seem to suggest otherwise.
Well, certainly he became a law unto himself. He obviously thinks that he had a good reason for it, but Here's something, John, I've never been able to understand. He was Jim Comey. He had a very big public profile. He was no longer FBI director once he was removed by President Trump. Why leak government records? You know, you're Jim Comey. You could go out to the sidewalk and convene a press conference, and he could have said whatever he wanted to say in terms of how badly he thought a special counsel was needed and why. It's never been clear to me, and I've yet to hear a rationale, even if you accepted everything he's saying about that, you know, he didn't think the Justice Department was trustworthy. And, you know, and nobody who's worked at the Justice Department gets to make that call, so it's very presumptuous on his part to do that. But what I continue to be mystified by was, why do it this way? Why leak internal government information, regardless of whether it was classified or not? You don't get to do that. It's not your information to do or to leak.
Right,
but he was a private citizen at that point, and if he thought that the government should appoint a special counsel, he could easily have just convened a press conference and said so, and it would have had a lot of impact.
This IG's report makes that point, that there were other avenues available to him if he wanted to do that, besides taking these FBI memos, giving them to his friend, the Columbia professor, and letting the friend leak them to the press.
So we're going to get into Richmond and kind of some other stuff. Do I have enough time to play this last clip of Andy?
I believe so.
Okay, let's do Andy McCarthy, the last part. And why would he do it that way versus just going directly to the press once he had been let go?
Andy McCarthy, can you add your thoughts as we continue to make our way through this nearly 80-page report?
Well, look, my thoughts are mainly sadness. I really, as somebody who knows Jim Comey for 30 years and even in disagreeing with him, I think that this is a moment where it would be nice to have, quiet introspection. I hate to see him make comments which indicate that, you know, if you manage to stay one step ahead of indictment, you've somehow vindicated yourself, when he was always my kind of idea of a public servant who got the point that, you know, you needed to hold yourself to a higher standard than that. So I'm hoping that, he'll take the time and reflect on what's happened here and maybe have a better take on it in the coming days.
Don't hold your breath. We're going to read part of the report to you that does with this Richmond memo and how it happened. You're going to be kind of surprised at some of the players that were involved in this, including Peter Strzok. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.